Hey, it's Cappy, and this is Beyond the Plate Heard, the audio newsletter where I share what's on my plate, literally and figuratively. From culinary insights to restaurants and recipes, it's everything I'm seeing, tasting, and talking about in just a few minutes. This isn't a peer-reviewed culinary journal. It's just my take on what I'm into at the moment. So let's dive in, and I hope you all take something from my plate. All right, first up is Kosawan. Kosawan is a limited time restaurant that I dined at the Atlantis in the Bahamas. I'm fully aware this may not be one for the masses, but if one person, just one, hears this and goes, it will have been worth it for me to share. So Kosawan, which translates to Paradise Island in Thai, is open through August. I ate here the first night I was in the Bahamas recently for the Nassau Paradise Island Wine and Food Festival for work and had an incredibly delicious meal. Curries, soups, papaya salad, all the things. I actually wound up going back again the next night for dinner with Rachel Ray after one of our events, and we all enjoyed it so much. I think she wound up going back again the night after that. So yes, safe to say it's very, very good, really authentic Thai food, and just one of those meals you keep thinking about. Now, Kosawan is from acclaimed chef Ian Kittichai, and if that name sounds familiar, it's because he had a wildly popular Thai restaurant in the 60 Thompson Hotel in New York City many years ago called Kittichai. He also has multiple spot dessert bar locations in New York, plus restaurants across Thailand, Singapore, and beyond. I'm super glad I got to meet Ian while we were in the Bahamas. He's an ambassador for Iron Chef in both the US and Thailand, and he's judged on shows like Hell's Kitchen Thailand and MasterChef Junior. And also, really cool thing, we realized we actually worked at the same Four Seasons Hotel in Los Angeles in the kitchen around the same time, which was kind of a fun, random connection. Anyway, I know this might be a long shot, but if you or anyone you know is heading to the Bahamas between now and August, I highly recommend checking out Kosawan. And if not, and you're now just craving Thai food like myself, go follow Ian on all the socials and check out some of his videos he does on YouTube. He is incredibly talented. You can find all the links and handles I mention in the show notes. All right, next up is Mama Mae Tempeh Chips. Mama Mae Tempeh Chips are a very delicious and nutritious chip or snack. They're made with black-eyed beans, tapioca flour, and coconut oil. Super simple, really clean, and honestly, just a really convenient snack to have around. They come in a few different flavors. I have the plain, which are actually incredibly flavorful, and the rosemary. There's also a spicy version, which I will definitely be buying next. Mama Mae was started by a mother-daughter duo, Alvina and her daughter Liz. They've got this really cool story. Liz raised her kids across Japan, Singapore, and Indonesia. And everywhere they've lived, she made it a point to seek out the best local food that nature had to offer. So while they were living in Jakarta, she discovered tempeh, and that kind of set everything in motion for her. She started experimenting in her kitchen and eventually perfected her version of these tempeh chips. And I've got to give a quick shout out to my colleague Kara, who brought these to my attention, because when she like casually freaks out about how good something is, I listen. Or more accurately, she just winds up sending it to me, so I have to try it. So thank you, Kara. Next up is matzah chilaquiles. Oh man, let me break this down really quick. Matzah is an unleavened bread traditionally eaten during Passover, now made from flour and water and baked until crisp. Matzah brei, also called fried matzah in my house, is a traditional Jewish dish often served for breakfast during Passover. It's made by scrambling matzah with eggs and frying it in a little bit of butter or schmaltz. Mama Cappy has her own method that is a 10 out of 10, and I'm not going to get in the weeds on that now, but if you're interested in that recipe and technique, feel free to message me on Instagram. Chilaquiles are a classic Mexican dish, usually fried tortilla chips simmered in salsa until they're slightly softened but still hold their shape. And then it's topped with things like eggs, cheese, crema, all the good stuff. Now, matzah chilaquiles. I saw this pop up on my Instagram feed from @JewishFood and thought it was incredibly brilliant. One of those things like, how am I not seeing this until now type moments? So I'm leaving you with that gem and happy Passover to those who celebrate. I will include the link to the recipe in the show notes. Next up is a shout out to an extraordinary person and his new Substack. It's Billy Shore. Billy is the founder and executive chair of Share Our Strength, No Kid Hungry. He started it 40 years ago with his sister Debbie, and they've dedicated most of their lives to fighting hunger and poverty. Two incredible people. I've had the honor of knowing Billy for nearly 20 years, and I've been lucky enough to hear him speak in both large rooms and smaller, more intimate settings. He's an incredibly dynamic speaker, really inspirational, and just as impactful. I recently learned he started a Substack called Billy Bearing Witness. And as he put it to me, I'm trying to write something each week at the intersection of our childhood hunger work and what's going on in the world. I've got this idealistic and old-fashioned notion that speaking up gives others the comfort and courage to do the same. I know I have it bookmarked and am really excited to dive into his writing, and I highly encourage you to check out Billy's work. Next up is a cookbook called Sweet Tooth. Sweet Tooth is by Sarah Fennell of the famed baking blog called Broma Bakery. Okay, this shout out is kind of beyond just the book. I learned about this book in a pretty great way. My 7-year-old daughter picked it out at her school book sale. Good choice. So she brought it home. We flipped through it a bunch. We baked a few recipes. And then, like a lot of books and things, it sat on the shelf for a month or two. Until recently, she pulled it back out and wanted to make something again. So she lands on these blueberry muffins called small batch blueberry muffins. And I kind of cocked my head to the side because it said the recipe makes 2 muffins, which felt very specific, odd, not normal. You often see 12 muffins or 24 muffins for a typical muffin recipe. And then I realized it's from a chapter called Desserts for One. As I kept flipping, I started seeing recipes for things like a handful of chocolate-covered pretzel Muddy Buddies, cinnamon swirl banana bread mug cake. You get the idea. So I just want to give a quick shout out to the brilliance that is the Desserts for One chapter. One last thing before I leave you, the bottom of the tortilla chip bag. I think I have 2 or 3 tortilla chip bags at the moment that are at the bottom. I swear by this, and this is one of the first things I planned to share when we started this section of the audio newsletter many, many months ago, and yet here we are. So when you get to the bottom of the bag, and it's just that handful of crumbly chips you can't really make nachos with or dip into salsa or guacamole, I know your instinct may be to just pour them straight down your mouth like we do with the bottom of a bag of chips, but I want you to think again. Do a little fake out version of Tex-Mex migas. Next time you're making scrambled eggs, take a small handful of these crushed tortilla chips and throw them into your scrambled egg mixture as you're scrambling it up, and that's it. And I'm telling you, this is probably one of the top 5 things I make that my wife loves, even for dinner on many nights. Thanks for listening to Herd, a production of Beyond the Plate. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. If you liked this, then tap the follow button and tune in for more Herd, where I share what I'm seeing, tasting, and loving lately in food and hospitality. And if your friends and family may enjoy it, I hope you'll share it with them. Until next time.